Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We heartily welcome you to the continued ministry of God's Holy Word. We come to the closing plague, which we are considering from the book of Exodus, chapter 12. And particularly, God's chosen method of delivering His people from the judgment of death that came in one night over the whole land of Egypt. We have read in chapter 12 these words that God told Moses to pass on to the people, that they should take a lamb for an household, one without blemish, a male of the first year, whether from the sheep or from the goats, and that lamb was to be the lamb that was to be slain for their deliverance. We have emphasized in our preceding message and repeated again, this Passover lamb is a type of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, of whom John the Baptist declared, who taketh away the sin of the world. Now we would read in chapter 12 of the book of Exodus, the 6th verse. We have noted in verses 4 through 6, or verse 3 through 5 rather, the lamb was chosen. But now let us read the 6th verse. And we read, ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Now may I point out carefully, as you may read it, in verse 3 of our chapter, 'twas on the 10th day of the month, the lamb was to be chosen. And then in verse 6, that lamb was to be kept until the 14th day of the month. 4 days they were to keep this lamb. The lamb undoubtedly was to be scrutinized and carefully noted that it was without blemish and without spot. Now let me parallel a precious truth. As the Israelite in Goshen long ago kept the lamb for 4 days, carefully considered as to whether it met the divine requirements of Jehovah, think with me of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was He a suitable lamb? Was He without blemish and without spot? In order that He could be for you and for me, the lamb to be slain, to put away our sins by the sacrifice of Himself. Just as the Israelite kept his lamb for 4 days, I commend to you this parallel fact. You may read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. 4 accounts of the life as well as the death of the Son of God, who came into this world for our redemption. And in the recordings of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the 4 Gospels, you will find that the Son of God, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ our Lord, was a lamb without blemish and without spot, able to be a fitting sacrifice, to satisfy a holy God, to put away your sins and mine. But in the 6th verse of our chapter in the book of Exodus, we are reminded that upon that 14th day of the month, that they were to kill the lamb in the evening. Now we have noted that the lamb was chosen. But may we be reminded, though the lamb was chosen, the lamb of necessity must be slain. Now, my beloved, may I remind you? Do I need to remind you? The very Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John that record the life of our blessed Lord Jesus upon earth below, every one of them, without fail, also record the crucifixion of our beloved Savior upon the tree of Calvary. Every one of them leads you to His death. His life is traced in all of His purity and matchless sinlessness and holiness. But you follow the path of that Blessed One and the record that the Gospel narrators have given, and they bring you at the end of the account to the shedding of His precious blood and the slaying of His life. Yes, he was slain. He was the Lamb slain in the mind and purposes of God, as we noted before the foundation of the world. But actually, on the cross of Calvary, put to death for you and for me. The wages of sin is death. And upon that cross, the Lamb of God was slain to put away your sins and mine by the sacrifice of himself. May I emphasize, not only was his life necessary, but even in a greater important way, his death. If the Lord Jesus had never died, if he had never been slain, there'd be no redemption for you and for me. And through the atoning death of the Son of God, deliverance from eternal penalty for our sins has been provided by God above. When you read the book of the Revelation in chapter 5, and read, if you will, sometime beginning at verse 6 and go down through verse 10, you have the revelation of a future scene in glory above, when in heaven the redeemed host will see in the midst of the throne, and in the midst of the living creatures, and in the midst of all the redeemed saints, they will see a lamb as it had been freshly slain. That lamb will be none other than the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. They will sing their songs of praise to that lamb. They will declare, as the word records, "Worthy art thou to take the book, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and tribe, and nation." Yea, my beloved, they will praise the Lamb that was slain. How important for you and for me to realize the necessity of his death to put away our sins by the sacrifice and the shedding of his blood upon the cross. Now, will you note verse 7 with me as we look in our 12th of Exodus? I want you to know what they were to do with the blood of that slain lamb. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and upon the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Go down with me, if you have your Bible, to verse 22 of the chapter, and let me read the words that Moses declared to the people of Israel. "Ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, ye shall dip it in the blood that is in the basin, ye shall strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning." This was the divine command. The blood was not only to be caught in a basin, the lamb was slain, the blood was placed in a basin, but may I again remind you, that blood had to be applied. The doorway above and the side posts were smeared with the blood. And hyssop, a worthless herb that profusely grew everywhere in abundance, and that hyssop was dipped in the blood, and the blood was smeared over the doorpost. Now let me come back to remind you what we have stated regarding the doorways of the temples of Egypt. We said that the serpent, and the winged serpent, was over every doorway, and the disc of the sun within that serpent, as the emblem of Egyptian pantheism and worship, the emblem of the protection that they themselves gave themselves to believe would protect them. And they trusted in that worship of the serpent and the sun. On each doorpost on the side, they had even their gods inscribed, and all the victories of their emperors. Now, beloved, please, I want you to understand with me why God wanted the blood upon the doorpost. For as in Egypt, there was the emblem of the serpent, there was all the victories that they symbolized by the engraved gods that they had on the side of the door. And God says, look, he says, there's only one way of redemption. And you'll have to smear the blood over anything else that you may be trusting. And over the doorposts in Israel, the blood had to be smeared. On the signposts, the blood had to be smeared. Now let me make the application very personally and clearly, I hope. My radio friend, I want to ask you, is there anything beside the precious blood of Christ that you are trusting in for your salvation? If you are trusting in anything else but the blood of Christ, I don't care what it is, it will not work. You will be lost. You will have to take, as it were, figuratively, you will have to take what the Israelite took, a bunch of hyssop, and confess there's nothing else but the blood of Jesus can save me. And you will have to smear everything else and cover it over if you are trusting in something else beside the precious blood of Jesus. A dear man looked at me as I looked down upon him on his sick bed, and it was a dying bed, for he knew he was dying. And he said, "Mr. Bramall, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be looking for you to come." I looked at him and said, "Mr. Weatherly, how do you know you'll be in heaven?" I waited for the answer that I expected, and which I received to the glory of God. He looked at me with a smile and he said, "Brother Bramall, I'm trusting the precious blood of Jesus." I said, "Praise God, I'll meet you there." My radio listener, the hyssop in the story in the book of Exodus is typical of the fact, worthless herb that it was, you and I are but a worthless sinner. And as a worthless sinner, I say, "Lord, I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a sinner. But in repentance I come to thee, and I put my faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus. I smear out all other claims that I may have had." For God's promise to the Israelite was this in verse 13. "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Oh, my beloved, God knows perfectly whether you have the blood of Christ over your soul. And I challenge you today. I challenge you. Have you placed by faith the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as your only ground of being delivered from the penalty of your sins and accepted before a holy God? Precious, precious blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for sinners, and say it, "Shed for me," and come under its shelter. Shall we pray? Father, bring some sinner under the blood of the Savior in his name, we ask. Amen.